ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
To God. Hey, until the scientists can tell us what happened between when a man sleeps and wake up, that's when I will believe Darwin theory. Each time you sleep, what happened? Not everybody dreams. But what actually happened when you close your eyes and then the journey and you wake up? That's one. Until scientists are able to tell us how water gets into coconut. Then I will believe the Darwin theory. No, you can figure it out. You can talk about precipitation. Hard cover, meji lower and coconut. The outer one, the inner one. And yet, and sometimes when you pluck it and you leave it for 6 months, the water, you may still meet the water inside. Some die, but you may still meet the water inside. Another proposition, until you can tell me how two seedlings of maize will not only produce one cob, sometimes two or three, with multiple seedlings, then I will believe Darwin theory. What does Psalm 8 say? Can we read together this morning? Psalm 8. So God made us. Can we read 1, 2, 3, go? A little lower than God himself. And that's Elohim. A little lower than Elohim. The translators just use the word angels. You are made a little lower than God himself. That's why the same psalmist said in another place, Psalm 82, he said, I say to you, you are God's. Please, let's read on. And you have crowned him. Does apes and monkey have dominion over us? Don't we still tame them? And you know the problem is when I consider. That's why in another place, Psalm 14, he said, only a fool will say in his heart, there is no God. Yoruba translation say, ashiwere. In other words, you are supposed to think this way. You just decide to have twisted thinking. Stinking. Just because somebody wants to make a point. Say, so you all sheep and oxen, and even the beast of the field. Can we read on? Because we are made a little lower than God. have we not been able to tame all those things? Does ape tame a lion? Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Let me just tie it up this morning. He made us, so he watches over us. Isaiah 44 verse 2 talks about that. He said, we are his people, his pasture. So God has a tendering role over us. He said, enter his gates and his courts. Gates and courts. Psalm 16 verse 11, he will show us the path of life. Psalm 17 verse 15, he said, as for me. Psalm 17 verse 15. He said, as for me, I will see your face in righteousness and shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Say, for the Lord is good. It means God is the source and the perfect example of goodness. It does not matter how you and I try to interpret goodness of God. Some people interpret it by having money or not having money. Some people interpret it by having blessings, physical blessing. But hey, God is interested in every area of our life, spiritual blessing, material blessing, physical blessing. But hey, God is good. Is the source of goodness. Is the perfect example of goodness. The last thing there, he said, is mercy. Mercy of God talks about his loyal love, his unfailing love. By reason of our relationship with him. Let's talk about his truth. And then his faithfulness. His faithfulness. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Can we read verses 10 to 13 together? 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verses 10 to 13. Can we read? 1, 2, 3, go. Please, let's read. Let's read. Let's read. There's something that happens to you. To your spirit man, when you hear yourself reading the word of God. 1, 2, 3, go. Can we go? What is a faithful saying? So we are, he can never abandon us. A lot of the time when we are faced with life challenges, there is that tendency to think that God, some people even blot it out. They say, with what has happened, it shows that God has abandoned me. No, he never. Look at what it says again. Can we read this to ourselves one more time? Why? Yeah. What? That's when every promise of God, they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. If you have Jesus in your heart, hey, you have access to all the promises of God. In other words, the same way God will respond to Jesus is the same way he will respond to you. The same access that Jesus have, that's the access that you have. He remains faithful. Why? He cannot deny himself. He said, we are the sheep of his pasture. We are his people. Why do you have to keep your praise? Three things. To preserve your blessing. That's why you have to keep your praise. You must engage in thanksgiving. You have to keep your praise. To preserve the blessing. I mean, Joel 1:12 says, joy has withered from the sons of men because of things that are happening. So you must preserve your blessing. Secondly, to perfect the blessing. Because sometimes, I mean, even when things don't work in your favor, the element of keeping your praise, the element of, I mean, exhibiting thanksgiving, we actually perfect it. We perfect it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He said, in everything, give thanks. No grumbling, no complaining. In everything, give thanks. They didn't call you back on that interview. Give thanks. Because God is working all things together for your good. In everything, give thanks. For he said, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. And then thirdly, to multiply the blessing of God in your life. So you preserve, you perfect, you multiply that blessing. So gratitude or praise or thanksgiving is a worthy virtue to be cultivated in our lives. Gratitude, praise, thanksgiving is like a seed. You plant it, you water it, you nurture it, because there is a desired harvest that you're looking at. Ingratitude was at the heart of the fall of man. And today, it's still very thin. When we live life independent of God. The Bible talks about it in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. It says, although they knew God, they did not retain or honor him or give thanks to him. And so they developed what? A reprobate mind. A reprobate mind. When we activate praise in our lives, we are enhancing the majesty of God in our lives. We are saying, Lord, you're the one who reigns. We can hear his voice, because when we complain, we can't readily. Our heart is filled with anxiety. But when we cultivate that act of thanksgiving or praise, keeping our praise, we can hear his voice. We can reduce anxiety. Because life will always throw up stuff. But we can reduce our anxiety. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Can we read it in closing together? Let me just stop here. Verse 4. Let's read from the message. Look at what verse 4 says. It says, rejoice what? Can we go back to that before we can? Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. Can you tell me to turn to your lovely neighbor, handsome, beautiful neighbor this morning, and please charge them with this? Can you go one more time? Let's do it this way. Today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's turn to our 10-year-old and above this morning and say to them, so can we read from the message now? We are going to verse 8, please. Can we go 1, 2, 3, go? More than 7-Up. More than Pepsi. More than Coke. Make it as what? To what? How do you help them to see? By living the life. By being joyful. By maintaining your joy, by keeping your praise. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, he said, be ready to give an answer to everyone. Why are you always joyful? Why are you always smiling? Did you lick Dangote sugar this morning? No. He said, what you are helping them to see is that the master is about to what? The songwriter said, this joy that I have, no one takes it away from me. Can we continue? He could show up. Yeah, okay. Please hold on. Let me turn to another person. Because that's the disease of the age that we are living in. And Instagram is not helping many people. Instagram is not helping many people. The more you look, the more you become depressed. Praise God. So you may need to unfollow some people. Praise God. You know, there are a whole lot of deception. I mean, I was told, was it yesterday? You know, sometimes some of those things are trend. I don't get to know about somebody who claims she's a feminist. She's giving advice to people about men. She hid her own husband somewhere. She pretended that she's not married. Many people have broken their homes based on her so-called relationship advice. So, hey, things are happening around us. And those are the models some people are building their lives on. No, it's the word of God. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set. So there is all, when it comes to God, there is always an element of joy. God bless my grandmother. You know, one of the prayers that they prayed, in fact, now that I'm talking, that's when I realized that that's what it means, is prayer of fullness of joy. And you know, they always pray that prayer in Yoruba. Ayuakun. It's fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. For this that you have done, ayuakun. Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. So he said, don't fret. Or do what? Some of you are looking at that person on Instagram already. You don't have to search for it. There are many things totally lano already. EFCC is after them. All the people that you think that they are doing something, and if they make you feel that you are not doing anything, you are doing something. With that business, I say to you by the word of the Lord this morning, you are doing something. With that career path, you are doing something. It may not be blossoming the way they are going about, I mean, blowing their own hope. No. Hey, when God completes his work in your life, he will announce it by himself. So don't fret. Don't worry. Instead of worrying, there's one opera we used to watch in those days. Why worry? Why worry? Yeah, you can never catch the man express complaining. Why worry? Everything is always okay. And you can assume that position with God. He said, let petition and praises. Please read on. Everything coming together for good. We come and do what? Not displace you, settles you. Let's read. And now verse 8. True. Verse 8, just read it with reverence, pausing. Some few seconds. Summing it all up, friends, I say to you, do best by what? Stop. Things that are what? That are what?
No.
That are what?
That
are what? There are many fake things around us. There are many transient things around us. But for us, hey, he said things that are authentic. And then things that are what? Things that are what? Things are north what? I see the best of Nigeria. I see the best of Africa. I see the best of Lagos. I see the best of West Africa. I see the best of this continent. And that's the truth. I see the best of it. It doesn't matter what you feel, because it's not all about feeling. It's about where you are, the window you are looking out from. If you look out from the window of God, hey, he says, you will think about the best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly things. Things that are praiseworthy. I don't know if you read the news. One of our states, I mean, the governor was crying out. It was in excess of trillions illegal mining in the last 1 year. Has it ever occurred to you, maybe if you don't have anything to do with the airport, people, our planes are always filled. And maybe 3/4 of it are filled with foreigners. And then, to go further, these people come, they liaise with the local people, maybe the king or whatever, and they just build one or two houses for them. So they keep quiet, they take their hides off. And hey, the way God is gracious to us in Nigeria, if you look at our natural resources, they're rated A plus in any nation of the world. That's what we have in our hands. So we must begin to think about the beautiful, not the ugly. You know, sometimes, because we're so much used to Hollywood movies, and we see those high-rise buildings, some people don't know that some people don't have houses in America. Some people eat from the garbage can. But because they've showed us the best, which is packaging. But we have something here that is beautiful. Nigerian people are beautiful people. Nigerian people are kind-hearted people. You can't ask money from anybody in all those places. Here you can say, bro, I've not eaten. Give me 500 naira. And somebody will be magnanimous enough because we are compassionate and kind-hearted people. So we must begin to think about the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, to pray. The things that bring praise are not. And our gospel must also change. Our gospel from the pulpit must also change. This is a blessed nation. This nation is not cursed. You are not cursed. You are not saying a good amen. And because those are the things that religion has also occupied the spaces with. So you chase, you are preached to in some places that they say, you just pursue, you are just, this week is cursed on the first daughter. That another week, cursed on the first son. Another week, cursed from grandmother's side. Another week, cursed, our messages must change. The gospel is the good news. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved through him. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become. He said he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. He won the victory. So his life, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension has given us victory. He said, having spoiled principalities and power, he made a public show of them, triumphed over them in it. We have the victory. And thanks be to our God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,